Good morning. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Carmen Gaskin. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, January 16th. Here are the headlines to start your day. As part of Northwestern's deal with the Trump administration to restore funding, the federal government has mandated the university to continue its advisory council to the president on Jewish life. The council seeks to support Jewish students and university policies amidst alleged risings in anti-Semitism across college campuses. Evanston will soon have a new jazz spot slated to open as early as late spring. Accessibility is emphasized for the new club, hoping to house both jazz aficionados and casual listeners daily. Local Note will open on 1716 Sherman Avenue. Chicago aims to save the landmark Congress Theater with a $25.2 million federal loan backed by the city. This project aims to preserve the theater and 23,000 square feet of office space dedicated to community groups in developing 16 residential units. It is now the fourth time the City Council Finance Committee has tried to save the venue. Across the U.S. Farm Belt, the farm economy shows widening cracks as costs rise and jobs vanish. High production costs and trade uncertainty squeeze farm margins. Farm groups are lobbying for long-term direction on biofuels and trade policies. Yesterday, the biggest mobile network in the United States, Verizon, experienced a huge outage, leaving millions of users without cell service for a majority of the day. An update on Verizon's website said the outage has since been resolved. Earlier today, the U.S. seized a sixth tanker in the Caribbean Sea in its ongoing efforts to control exports of Venezuelan oil. The U.S. military said the vessel defied Donald Trump's quarantine of sanctioned vessels. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Carmen Gaskin. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast Monday, January 19th at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.